Oh, yeah. Great big Arizona good morning to all our Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in. You've caught Rosie on the house. We're wrapping up a series that we actually started last week, Help, I Hate My House, Part 2. We will be concluding it today. Last week, we talked a lot about what you should do if your home isn't working for you as your house, your home, your castle, your retreat, your little piece of heaven here on earth, because that's what your home should be, your little getaway from all of the hectic pull and tow of life. So we've asked you last week to start putting together reasons your house doesn't work for you. Maybe it's a style or a design that has just grown tired in your heart. Maybe it's a traffic pattern that doesn't work. Maybe it's a increased housing load. Maybe you're bringing mom and dad into the house. Maybe you're kicking the kids out and you're about ready to be an empty nester. Change of function of your home can drive a lot of reasons why you may hate your house. We are surrounded by a big panel of distinguished guests that I'll be interviewing in just a minute. But today, now that you've done the homework we drove you and encouraged you to do last week, now it's time for you to start putting together a list of candidates to interview for the remodeling project at your home. And I want to just get on old Rosie's soapbox here for just a little minute. And it is going to sound very self-serving, so I'm going to try very hard to drive why I feel the system homeowners have used to pick a contractor for so many years, I want to encourage you to stop it, okay? Just stop it. Here's what we've typically done. You get an idea in your head, you're going to do a master bathroom remodel. You know a buddy at work that had a remodel done last year, and you have forgotten all the horror stories he told every single day he came in the office. He said, the guy didn't show up. His grandmother died again. That truck, I don't know how he ever gets to work. That truck must break down every day.
And there's something in the human mind that sometimes can make you forget that.
Yeah.
If you're living in the house every day and you still like it when it's done, you can tend to forget how horrible that experience was.
The agony of the remodeling process. But nonetheless, you take his contractor's name and you call the guy. And then you find two or three others. You saw a truck in the neighborhood and you pick his name up. And then you put three guys up or gals up against each other to put a competitive bid together that are never apples to apples, and then you pick the lowest bidder. Folks, if getting three bids and picking the lowest bidder was the best way to get your remodeling job done, we would not have Rosie on the house. We would not have the Register of Contractors. We would not have the Better Business Bureau saying that that remodeling contractors represent the greatest percentage of complaints of any category that they keep track of. It doesn't work. And I'll tell you why. You put together three names, however you put them together, and then you have three different conversations, and each one of them are drawing up a separate idea in their head about what it is you're trying to get across and what you're trying to get done. They go back to their office and put together estimates and come back to you with price one, two, and three. You're thinking, hey, I told all three of them exactly the same thing. They should all have interpreted my verbal descriptions perfectly. And I'm just going to pick the guy or gal that gives me exactly what I want for the lowest price. These three contractors, you are motivated as a contractor when you're back in the privacy of your office late at night putting the estimates together. You're motivated by, well, let's see, do I need a place to put my guys next week and I could start this job? So I'm going to cut the price just a little bit to make sure I get this job. Or someone hasn't done the research they should do to find out where all the underground utilities are at your house and you're going to be caught with a surprise right after the job starts. It's called a bid mistake. Competitively bidding a remodeling project very often comes down to who makes the biggest miscalculation. And that is the last person you want to start your project. Because as soon as he realizes or she realizes they've made a mistake, I can all but guarantee you it's only going to go downhill from there. So we're going to be sharing with you, as I mentioned, we've brought a very distinguished panel of experts in on this topic. I'm going to introduce them here in just a minute, but we're going to encourage you just to stay tuned for with us the next 2 hours. And if you'll stay tuned with us, and if you'll get familiar with the consumer's guide we've published on how to pick a contractor, I can all but guarantee you're going to have a successful remodeling project. So with that said, we're going to talk a little bit about how to go about picking that right person. Let me introduce this panel of distinguished guests. We have brought in Rosie certified remodeling contractors from all across the great state of Arizona, up in the Yavapai, Central Basin, Prescott Valley area. We've brought in Mr. Tom Riley of Renovations. Tom, thank you for making the drive down this morning.
Oh, Rosie, it's always great to be on the show. We love it down here.
Well, we love having you. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, the company is called Renovations, your complete remodel resource. And we are just that. We are your complete remodel resource. There is nothing having to do with, as Rosie puts it so well, your house, home, castle, or cabin that we can't assist you with. Everything from design to construction. We even have a handyman service. We'll come back. We'll change your light bulbs. If that's what you need to have done, by golly, we'll do that. If that's all you need to have done, by golly, we'll do that. But we'll also take care of your kitchen.
Someone that's never had a 15-foot ceiling doesn't realize how nice that is.
Well, yeah, exactly. And there's an aging population in some areas, and people like that. We'll move out the refrigerator so you can clean behind it. We'll do all those kinds of things. Plus, we'll put an addition onto your house, whole house remodels, everything.
And, Tom, you've been in the Prescott Valley for how long?
Well, in the Prescott area, I've been there for, this year will be 30 years.
Fantastic. So a seasoned, educated expertise in the area, Tom Riley of Renovations. From Tucson, we've had Mr. John Reuter drive up. John, again, thank you for making the drive up for us this morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it is. And tell us a little bit about Assurance Builders.
Well, Assurance Builders is a proud Rosie partner, and we are a full-service home improvement contractor. We provide creative design services, American-made products, and professional workmanship. We've been serving Southern Arizona since 1999, and we specialize in residential remodeling as well as window and door replacement. Our services do include, like Tom said, kitchen and bath remodeling, room additions, and new construction, as well as interior doors and window and door replacement.
We're going to be talking this morning with our panel about how to help you pick the right contractor, but know that our lines are open. We've got the experts here. We are unstumpable this morning. There is no question about home remodeling, improvement, or maintenance you could ask this morning that this panel doesn't have the answer for. The toll-free number, wherever you're listening in the great state of Arizona, toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. And our last distinguished panel guests are the Hartmans from Diamond Sky Construction up in Sedona, Lisa and Mark.
Hi, we're Lisa and Mark Hartman from Diamond Sky Construction, successfully serving the Sedona and the surrounding area for the past 13 years. We're licensed for commercial and residential projects, no job too big or too small, and our motto is we make building fun.
There you go. So we've got the crew assembled together to answer any question you might have. Let's talk a little bit about one of the hardest things homeowners have to do when they're contemplating a remodeling project. It makes them shake. I've seen them make them sweat. I've actually seen it make them cry. Establishing the budget. Tom, how do you go about fishing a budget out? How do you go about establishing a fair budget at the very end when you really don't know the full scope of the work? But that's usually the first meeting, isn't it? People want to know, how far is this going to set me back?
Well, of course, everybody wants to know. You know, I'd like to have the question we get. I'd like to have my bathroom redone, my master bath. How much will that cost? Well, there's a few questions that have to come in between the time that we say hi and the time that we say it should cost you this much. We'll go through pretty much trying to establish what it is they want. What are their goals? We, with our design services, we try to help them select the appropriate direction that they want to go, and we'll perhaps give them ideas often that they hadn't thought about. Once we've established the scope of work, then we go through a process what we call the meeting. We will have all of the team members who will be participating in that fix, in that remodel, we'll have them meet on site for 1 hour. And this will include our own staff, our construction staff, the subcontractors that we'll employ.
The key subs.
Key subcontractors. Yep. Will all come in. They have a written scope of work or even some sketches and drawings that I've done. for them to be able to work off of. They will be able to look at it at a preliminary stage with a minimal investment on the part of the homeowner. And at that point, they will be able to come back to me, usually within 3 to 4 days, with a specific price. So with that specific price and accurately priced, that's their bid price to me. I can then assemble all those numbers, sit down with the homeowner, and say, this is how much your project is going to cost to do.
And we're going to be talking a little bit about how to ensure you've got an accurate scope of work actually written out and what should be in your contract. We're going to be talking about all those things, so stay tuned. How about the Hartmans? How do y'all go about establishing a budget?
We try to do that the very first meeting.
Yeah.
We go ahead and listen very, very carefully as to what they have to say. And based upon experience, we literally walk through what they're looking for. And we'll try to identify costs right at that first meeting and see if it fits within their scope.
I know I've been remodeling basically for close to 40 years, and I've never had a client introduce me to their home, talk through their scope of work, and I give them a range. Well, this is going to cost between X and Y. I've never had a homeowner ever say, well, that's half what I thought. Let's get started. It's always, we are always at least 30 to 50 to 100% higher than what they were hoping for. We're going to come back with our distinguished panel of guests with your questions and more information how to correctly pick that contractor. Listen, we've got some great tips only from the experts in the field. You're going to need to know this to protect you, your family, and your quality of life. More when we get back right after this.